Welcome to Jim's Movies and Junk. I'm Notorious JM.
And I'm Julian.
And today's episode is going to be solely about Rocky Balboa. The entire retrospective of Rocky Balboa. Let's start off with the first movie. The whole entire movie is based upon an underground boxer who's actually pro, but hasn't had any real fights. I guess you could say, like, underground fights. His record's kind of spotty.
Is he pro when we first see him fighting Spider Rico in the church basement or whatever that
is? Yeah, I think he is pro at that time. But he's just spotty. He hasn't really fought any big fights or anything.
Would you say he's a bum?
Yeah, he's a bum! So, we meet this bum, right? And he's trying to move up in the ranks, but of course he's not really going anywhere. He's probably happy where he's at, but not fully happy. Because Mickey's starting to give up on him. And no one really thinks
like
he's
not even with Mickey at that time. Remember, Mickey shows up later wanting to
be his manager, but you know, he's still training in his gym.
And like Mickey's like, it even feels like Mickey just wants to train him so that he can be like in the championship shit. Like he's kind of using Rocky to begin with.
Yeah, because at the beginning he's training in Mickey's gym. And Mickey doesn't really believe in him. I think he's a bum.
Well, he's like 34 or something. Like, he's way older than a boxer should be.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, so anyway, the whole idea of it is, he finally gets a title shot from Apollo, who believes that the best way to draw in, I guess, drawing viewers and drawing a bigger crowd is to give an all-American person who will never get a title shot a title shot. Mm. And he does that. And it's just the whole movie builds up to the idea of this one guy who lives in the slums, in a barrio, in the ghetto.
Yes, he lives in all of those. All at once.
All at once. Gets a title shot for the world championship. And Mickey kind of jumps onto that. He changes his mind. Like, you know what? Maybe this Rocky guy has something I missed.
Oh, he's not even, maybe he has something I missed.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to go to the big leagues. I never managed anyone who went to, like, the main event.
Yeah. Also comes the idea that Rocky actually goes off on him at the very beginning of the movie. Well, I'm sorry. Rocky actually goes off on him when he actually asks him if he can train him.
Yeah.
Because remember, he's like, you never cared about me, and now I got this big shot and you're here and stuff. And Mickey walks off, and then Rocky brings him back in. He's like, you know what? I'll give you the shot to actually train me.
What's funny about Rocky, like the original Rocky, is that like they didn't do a lot of takes for a lot of those. So that speech between Stallone and what's his name? Burgess Meredith?
Yeah.
Is all, like, the only take they did of that. And it was kind of made up as they went along and shit.
Yeah. From what I hear, the script was amazing. And at the very end of it, Rocky finds out that boxing is rigged and all this other stuff's happening and decides to walk away from boxing for good.
Really?
That was the original ending.
I don't know that.
Yeah, like, as you get closer to the actual fight, he finds out everything's rigged and boxing is just not the sport it used to be. He just walks away from it. But everyone loved it. A lot of studios loved it. They didn't want to do it. But they didn't want Stallone to actually star in it. So he lost a lot of offers to make the movie because he wanted to be Rocky. A lot of studios wanted to actually make the film and have Steve McQueen or Burt Reynolds play a character.
I would have watched that. I like both of those games.
But, you know, he turned it down. He's like, look, I'm doing this movie. I want to be Rocky. I have to be a regular guy like I am. You know, it can't be a bigger star. Which I think would have hurt the film as well.
It would have been different. I mean, who knows if they would have done so many Rocky movies. They would have at least done a second one if it was as popular.
Yeah.
But who knows if a Steve McQueen or Burt Reynolds would have went through all six of them.
Yeah, I doubt it. Especially Steve McQueen.
Yeah, I don't think he lived much longer to go through all of it.
Yeah, so it would have just been kind of cut short. But yeah, Burt Reynolds. I gotta see Burt Reynolds doing another Rocky movie at this age.
He would have been chewing gum. Yeah, so I'm gonna fight this guy.
But yes, that's right here. That's what I've learned before. So yeah, so he finally got the chance to make the film, and the little star in it. The biggest change that they make was the ending, which he didn't mind changing the ending to the ending that we eventually had for the film. And I think it's a cool idea. And the concept of a regular guy getting a title shot And he doesn't win. He loses. But it's the fact that he went that far and went the distance. Which is all that mattered to him to begin with.
In the whole movie, like, even Adrian's like, you can't beat Apollo. And he's like, I'm just trying to go the distance.
I think that's part four.
Well, in part four, even in part three, I think, like, Adrian's really fickle. Wow, I guess we'll get into it.
She's a negative bitch.
But, he mentions, like, I'm just trying to go the distance. I'm just trying to, like, you know, I'm just trying to show them that I can do it and shit.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, we can get into Polly, probably the worst character ever made and shit.
Polly was just such a dick. Throughout the whole series, he's we'll get to that later. But yeah. He fucks them over for part five.
Well, he fucks them over all over the place.
He fucks them over a lot. I mean, Polly was just one of the most hated characters. I have no idea why they kept him around.
He's cinema's greatest drunk and shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's funny, like, when Rocky's working for the mob.
Yeah.
Where he's supposed to be breaking fingers or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Breaking thumbs, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
And he, like, pins that dude up and he's like, look, I'll give you a chance and shit.
Yeah.
And when they're, like, afterwards, when he's hanging out with the mob dudes, they're like, when he's talking about going on a date with Adrian, the dude's like, yeah, take her to the zoo. Retards love the zoo.
I remember that, yeah.
Then in part two, he actually takes her to the goddamn zoo. It's like, oh, come on, Rocky, why'd you do this?
Yeah, it's a sad situation. She turned out to be completely different later on in the film.
Yeah,
I guess that confidence she got from being with Rocky.
Well, yeah. I was going to say we'll get into it when we get to part two, but I'll just save it for part two.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it's kind of hard to talk about Rocky 1 because it's so good. Like, yeah. I want to point out, like, funny things about it, but, like, where is there somewhere you can fucking point out where it's fucking dumb? Like, you remember the scene where Rocky's, like, studying about animals and shit? So when he goes into the pet shop?
Yeah, he actually talked to her about animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of silly. But it's ideal. I guess, like...
I mean, it's not super silly. It's just, not super like,
silly,
it's,
but, you know...
It's interesting, Rocky's way of hitting on women.
Which he doesn't really have a way.
Yeah, he's kind of like... I don't know, he's just like a simple dude. Like, I wonder what Rocky would have been if he didn't get, like, this off-the-wall chance to go the distance with fucking Apollo.
Yeah, his personality kind of changes over time as well.
Yeah, but that... Yeah.
We'll get to that. But it's the idea of it. I think he would have never amounted to much of anything if we never got this title shot.
Yeah, I mean, would he have even talked to fucking Adrian? Like, would he have ran into her? I think maybe he would have.
I think he still would have done that.
Because it was Polly's sister.
Yeah, he's been trying to talk to her for a while, for what it seems like. And Polly's just been dismissing it as she's fucking dumb. You know? Like, what? That bitch? She's fucking stupid, Rock. That's my Polly. It's not good.
Nah, you have to have a few drinks in you and you can really pull it off.
I never get it drinking this club soda.
And put a little gin in there, maybe. But, I don't like... Like, another interesting thing that happens is, like, Apollo is super flamboyant in the movie. Like, you kind of don't really get a feel of it, like, later on in the series.
Yeah.
I mean, you do eventually in 4. You kind of get a bit of it in 2.
Yeah, well, 2, it was a different story, which we get to as well, as to why he was as flamboyant.
Yeah. But, like, 1, he was like, I'm the greatest fucking, like, he was essentially Muhammad Ali. And I remember during one of the press events, they're like, hey, Apollo, is there any meaning to you fighting a white guy on 4th of July? And he's like, I don't know, is there any meaning to him fighting a black guy on 4th of July?
Yeah.
And he was all like, it's just a fight, man. Like, why are you trying to fucking turn this into something?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was more of... He was putting on a show. Basically. It was this badass champion. Similar to Muhammad Ali. He was just really putting on a big show. As the idea of regular guys going to fight him. Actually, here it's based upon a true story.
Is it? I'm sure there is. There's got to be plenty of people who just got, like, a sudden chance.
Yeah. I forgot who it's based upon, but here it is. Actually, it's based upon a true story. I want to say Sonny Liston? No. Can't be.
No. Sonny Liston earned a shot at the title.
Yeah. Well, I hear it's like somebody who was like fighting. It wasn't like that far down, like how far Rocky was.
Yeah.
But they were actually already fighting and no one thought they would have got a title shot. They got a title shot. They did pretty good. I can't remember who it was. I'll look it up later.
I don't know. Fuck them.
Fuck them. Yeah, they're probably dead by now.
Yeah, they probably kicked the shit out of me, but still. Don't ever hear this.
Yeah, what if they are? What if Mom Ali sitting around listening to
them? Oh, that'd be fucked up. Listen, champ, I believed in you. Don't send your daughter out to beat the shit out of me. Because she will, goddammit.
Yeah, she will. But yeah, it was a cool ending, you know, the fact that he loses, which is realistic.
I mean, what's weird is, like, when you think about it, I've seen, or I've heard podcasts where people review the Rocky movies or talk about Rocky.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, would it have been different if he won? And it's like, you know what? Like, watching the movie, the idea that he would win never really crossed my mind.
It didn't.
It's like, you kind of wanted him to go in there and just, I don't know, just hang with him for a while. Like,
they put a lot into the fact that he was going to go in and hang. And that was it. They didn't really put too much into that he may win.
And, I mean, you kind of get the feeling that maybe he could win.
Yeah.
Maybe just, like, it's based off of you're following the character around. And you like him so much, you kind of want him to win.
Yeah.
But realistically, there's no way he could have won. Like, his training was sort of whatever up until he got serious.
He was fucking chasing chickens and shit.
That wasn't until 3.
No, that was, I think 1 or 2. I want to say it was 1.
No, he didn't do it in 1.
Yeah.
Remember, it was all road work and shit that he did in
Remember it was part 2, I'm sorry. Cause I remember Mickey screaming speed, like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I mean, he did some spotty training before he actually got a real trying to step in and train him for this fight.
Yeah, like when he was fighting Rico, he was just kind of, they would show him go to the gym and do whatever.
Yeah, he was kind of, he's softball, and he's fighting someone who is orthodox, and I guess he doesn't really play too much into it, the problem is he doesn't block.
No.
He does not fucking block, he just goes in there and just...
He fucking puts his head down.
He just takes it.
And he's just leading with his forehead. And then he does that weird shuffle with his arms. Like, you ever watch him? He does, like, a this move.
Yeah. Something funny. Stallone actually is right-handed.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why did he make Rocky southpaw, then?
For the story.
Really?
Yeah, he made him southpaw just simply for the story. In fact, in the movie, when he signs autographs, he signs with his right hand.
Wow, that's weird. I never saw that.
Yeah. He's right-handed. He just wanted to make the character southpaw.
God, you know how difficult that would be to fucking learn? Because... He actually does box, like, they're actually boxing in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, the two actors are actually going at it.
Yeah.
Like, to train yourself to be southpaw and, like, throw punches, like, correctly the way they do.
Yeah, God, I mean, he fucking... did that. I forgot why he did it. He switched from southpaw to orthodox in the second one. It was a reason for it.
Because Apollo only knows him as a southpaw.
Well, I mean, yeah, in the movie there's a reason, also to protect his eye. But,
Or was that part 3? Because remember, like, somebody's yelling out, switch!
That's part 2.
And he would switch stances.
Yeah, but that's actually a real actual reason why Stallone did it. I forgot why.
Was because he wanted to make him a south... That's weird, though. That's so weird.
No, I mean, he switched from the orthodox in the second one. I can't remember why he did it, but it was actually like some kind of medical thing or whatever.
Well, I'm talking about the first one. It's weird to
think
he did that.
Yeah, actually, all of them. He's southpaw, but truth is, you know, he's right-handed.
Yeah.
So, I have no idea why he made him do that, but I guess, like, to make it more of, there's no way he can win this.
Well, no, like, usually in a southpaw, like, orthodox fight, the southpaw kind of has an advantage. Because, like, when you're throwing power shots, as we see in the end of Rocky 2, that pitcher, they're both going for their power, like, their overhand right.
Yeah.
And either one can land, and who the hell knows what could happen.
Yeah.
So... When you're fighting orthodox, we're both going to try to throw our right, so we both have to feint to the left, and, you know, there's more of a, like, missing factor, I guess, when you do that. I don't know, I'm getting too technical here.
Well, you are a fighter, so just get technical into the fighting aspect of a fighting franchise.
Well, okay, let's save that for later, but let's hit on, I guess, some of the, like, known things about Rocky 1.
Also, Carl Weathers actually almost quit the movie.
Did he?
Yeah, he got hit with a real actual hit. He was like, fuck that. He left the ring, and then they had to actually call him back into the ring and negotiate to get him back to finish filming the movie.
I thought he said fuck that in 4 when he was for real fighting with Lundgren.
No, I think he did it with the first movie. The second, with Lundgren? I don't know. Can't remember.
Cause
I know Lundgren actually knocked out Stallone for real in part 4.
Yeah, he also fucking, like, shifted his heart.
Yeah.
Ah, that motherfucker. And that was, we'll get to part four. But, like, a few of the things from part one that people remember, like his training, punching the meat and shit.
Yeah, that's memorable.
Fucking eating the eggs, the raw eggs.
Yeah.
On the commentary, Stallone says that he got the idea because people he knew who were, like, work out a lot, it was just something they did, so he threw it in the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, apparently that's how the eating raw eggs thing caught on, because of Rocky.
Yeah.
And I've done it. It's not that bad.
Does it help you?
It's protein.
So basically it's just protein.
Yeah, but it could also be salmonella. Like,
well, before salmonella was a big deal.
Yeah, it's before we all, like, turned into vegans and shit, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, what else happened in fucking Rocky? Like, it, like I said, it's hard to talk about it because it's fucking, like, such a good movie. And compared to the, like, it's nothing like the other Rocky movies.
It doesn't feel like the other Rocky movies, including Part 2. Part 2 feels so different from the first one. In fact, let's get straight into Part 2. So he loses the match against Apollo. And it's the next step of what happens next. Apollo's talking shit to him, you know, in the hospital.
Part 2 is, like, literally what happens next. Literally what happens next. They're both in the hospital.
Because once they had that fight, Rocky's like, you know, whatever. And Apollo's like, it's not going to be a rematch. Rocky's like, I don't need one, if you remember. And then immediately, when they get to the front of the cameras, Apollo's like, I want another match with you. I want to take you on again and shit. And Rocky's like, well, shit, let me just get Will to my fucking room.
Yeah, but also, like, you remember all the crowd was like, oh, Apollo, you're a sellout and
yeah,
shit like
your
that.
Yeah, whole Apollo for, like, you know, carrying this bomb for so long.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's. I think he knew immediately. He didn't want to fight him again. He wanted no part of Rocky ever again. But then he knew once the press got a hold of it, they were going to make a field day out of it, right? So I guess the idea of it was he wants to get back in there. He wants to fight him again just to prove there was a fluke.
Yeah.
Which is causing, like you said before, he was very flamboyant in the first movie. This is why he's not flamboyant in the second movie.
Yeah, he gets... Well, in the second one, doesn't he do the George Washington entrance?
That was the first movie.
Is it where he's in the, like, boat?
Yeah, that was the first movie. The second movie comes out ready to go.
He has no top hat this
no
time.
No top hat, nothing. He's ready to go. And we'll get to that fight later. But because that's one of my favorite... My favorite fight of the two is the second one. Because, you know, he goes out there, Apollo's ready to just knock him on his ass and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the first one, he's like, oh, we're going to put on a show and have fun with it. And then Rocky's taking it serious, and he's not. And then he realizes he needs to take it serious. Whereas this time, he's like, I'm going to knock Rocky out. And he's just dumping everything on Rocky in this movie. But yeah, it's the whole idea of it. You know, it's what happens next. He doesn't have the, he has the money now they made for the fight. He's kind of blowing it off on bullshit.
Yeah, he's buying jackets and shit.
Jackets. I think he buys a motorcycle on that one. It wasn't part four, he had a motorcycle. No, part three, he had the motorcycle because he built a statue for him. It's part three.
I know part four, he rides to the statue on the motorcycle, so.
No, part three, he rides to the motorcycle. I mean, part three, he rides the motorcycle to the statue.
And throws the helmet at it? He
throws the helmet. So he has the motorcycle in part three. He buys the
maybe he does get it in two.
Thunderbird or whatever he has.
Yeah.
He has some kind of cool ass car.
He's buying fucking dog collars to wear around his wrist and shit like
that.
Yeah,
one for him and his dog. And he drops his line on Adrian that I love so much. He buys her a new watch. She said she doesn't want a new watch. He was like, what, you want to have a good time? You got to have a good watch.
And then, like, it's sort of like the idea that everything Rocky was in the first one, they're trying to, like, turn him into somebody he's not. He's, like, doing commercials. We find out he can't read and shit.
Yeah.
And he's, like, spending money, like, all stupid because he's never had money before. He's making bad business decisions, which we'll see again later in his life.
Yeah.
God, man. Fucking Rocky really needed an accountant or something.
He relied too much on Polly.
And, of course, Polly did not but fuck him over.
Yeah. Polly is that one family member that everyone has and that no one really fucks with.
Yeah, because you can't trust them.
Yeah.
And then Polly...
But you always got that one person who just believes in them and just tries their best to help them, despite all their fuck-ups.
I think the second one's even when Polly drops the line of, I gave you my sister and you're not even going to help me or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? You gave him your sister? Like
here's my sister. Take her.
Do whatever.
Yeah, you see Adrian kind of come out of the show a little bit more, and Rocky's just throwing fliff around the neighborhood and around, you know, just around everywhere.
Not even counting it?
Not even counting it. Just throwing money around, right? And he gets to that point, he needs money again. And one of my favorite lines in it also I want to throw out there, when someone tells him, hey, one of the mob guys tell him, hey, you need to invest in condos. He's like, condos? To be honest, I never wear them.
Jesus.
Which leads to Adrian getting pregnant.
Yeah. And Rocky's many unknown STDs that he's had in his life. And they never talk about when Rocky caught the crabs and shit.
No one ever talks about that.
From, what the hell was the name of that porno movie Stallone did?
Oh, I forgot the name of the actual movie, but they re-released as Italia Stallion.
Yeah, there it is. That's proof he doesn't wear condoms.
He says that wasn't him. He claims that he did the acting part, but the actual sex wasn't him.
Yeah, I mean, I like, why, like...
He said he only got paid $600 for it.
Why even deny it, though? Like, who cares? You think now we're going to turn on you all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, that's what he says. You know, I don't know if it's true or not. If it is, then, you know, whatever.
I mean, it's not going to make me think any less of you. I just feel like, even if it was you, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, what are you embarrassed about? You know, I'm not going to go back in time and suddenly, like, not watch all these movies.
I think it's just the idea of it, I guess. I guess he moved on, and he admits he was in it. And he just eventually said he was just a stand-in for the acting, but the sex part wasn't him. And he also said he got paid like $600 for it, probably less, maybe $300. He said it was a hard times. It was either like, you know, do this or starve. So it was a situation he had to just have to fuck his way out of, I guess.
So looks like Job's gonna have to fuck his way out of this one. If you've ever seen Arrested Development,
yeah, yeah. But yeah, so now he has money. He's blown out for everything. Now he has a baby coming. He doesn't know how to be a father. And, you know, they're kind of an awkward couple, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
They fit together perfectly because of the fact they're so awkward. But they are, in fact, an awkward couple compared to everyone else. But they just want everything else that... They want everything that everyone else has, basically, that normal life. And, you know, with his eye being damaged and, you know, just stuff going wrong for him and him being exposed and not being able to read and still being looked down upon, he realizes there's nothing else he can do but fight. That's what he does for a living. He fights.
Is part two where they make a big deal about his eye?
Yeah.
I thought that was three, but no, I don't remember, like, two that well.
No, he makes a big... They make a big deal about his eye because that's one of the reasons why he retired, because, you know, Apollo fucked up his eye horribly in the first fight.
And that's why he's the paper champion in part three?
Yeah. So he got fucked up horribly. And Apollo wants to fight him again, and he's putting pressure on him. He doesn't want to fight him. Now people are starting to call him Chicken, because he wanted to start training. He said he didn't want to fight.
He's the Italian Chicken, I think is what Apollo calls him.
Yeah,
Chicken.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to fight, but he's going to the gym trying to train, and people making fun of him and stuff. And then I remember at one point, someone says something to him, like joking around, and he just kind of lets it slide like it's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mickey turns to a hole on him. He's like, hey, I liked it better when you were carrying spit.
He's like, what an asshole.
Yeah. Like, why do you have to turn into, like, you know... He can just be cool about what he's doing now, helping other people train, I guess you could say.
Because
He just wants to be around it. He's not doing it anymore, but he just wants to be around it. People don't have to treat him like a hoe. It's the fact that these people who never reached the statue he reached, right? But it's just the idea that they're still dogging him out because the champion's dogging him.
Oh, you know what? You are right. Part two is the one where he has to build speed.
Yeah.
Because that's where Mickey has the line, you're going to eat lightning and crap thunder.
Yeah.
Which is another good line. Man, Burgess Meredith really does have a lot of fucking shit to say. Like, he's kind of very memorable, even though he doesn't have a lot of screen time. And Especially because he's not going to be around for all of three.
Yeah.
But I also hear, like, around that time, he was having a lot of, like, issues, like...
Health issues.
Yeah, I'll say health issues. Like, he was... Like, he didn't have Alzheimer's, but... Like, he wasn't the same that he once... Like, he wasn't the actor he once was.
Yeah.
And that's sort of why 3 happens the way it does.
Yeah, to get him out of the picture where he can just kind of, like, wrap up his character.
Mm.
Also, he died by part 4.
Like, no, in real not life.
Part 4. Was it part 4?
I think so. He didn't...
He was in part 4, but he died... Well, of course, he died in part 3. But... The actual actor died around the time of part 4 going into like part 5. That's why they made such a big deal about him being gone in part 5.
Mm.
Whereas they didn't even mention it in part 4.
Well, didn't they have a flashback in part four?
They have a couple of flashbacks where there's no easy way out.
Yeah.
No shortcut home.
But we'll get there, I guess.
Well, yeah, so he needs money. He's starving for money. He has a kid coming. Adrian's in a coma after she has the baby.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You forgot about the coma?
Yeah.
There was so much. It feels like his life was a lot easier when he did not have to fucking fight for the championship.
Is that the one where she comes out of a coma? Or she comes out of the coma and she's like, win, Rocky.
Yeah, win. And then fucking Mickey's like, what are we waiting for? And they run off.
Dun, da, 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 and then we get the fucking montage.
Speed! Speed!
Is that the one where he's doing the fucking jumping squats with the log and shit? Man, I wish we could talk more about the goddamn fucking montages. They were badass.
There's some serious fucking montages in these movies, dude. Serious. Like, my favorite one is part four, when we get to that, where he's training in the fucking snow.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing everything, like, homemade.
Yeah, he's, like, outrunning fucking cars in the snow. It's funny, because he outruns the security following him. They get that one guy that gets out the car and tries to run and falls.
Yeah, the snow's too deep.
But back to part two.
Yeah.
We're skipping ahead. We jump into the future now. So, yeah. So, it's about the time where he decides he really wants to fight again. This is really his only choice. He can't do anything else. He can't, like, get an office job or something like that. Yes, he does try to get an office job. They tell him he's more suited for a warehouse.
Yeah.
He gets a warehouse job with Paulie. He actually gets hired. He gets fucking fired. Remember?
No. Why did he get fired?
He gets laid off. But they let him finish his shift.
I'd be like, fuck y'all guys, man.
No, he asked can he finish the shift to say yeah. So, you know, this shows he's a stand-up guy. So he gets laid off. He has nothing coming in. And he has a baby coming. Now that the baby's here, the wife's in a coma. He doesn't want to see the baby until, you know, they can see the baby together.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Like, you would think you want to see Rocky Jr. no matter what.
No, he wants to see Rocky Jr. He wants his first time seeing Rocky Jr. to be with Adrian.
Like, we'll get into it later. I don't want to bring it up now.
Because he wasn't there when the baby was born. And it's really Paulie's fault because he decided to go to, like, you know... She had to get her old job back even though she was pregnant because they needed to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
Then Paulie goes there and fucking screams at her all fucking day. And then when she's, like, falling down and, like, puts her hand on him, he moves her hand away. He's like, what are you doing? What a dick!
What an asshole!
What a dick, right? So anyway, she goes into a coma.
Yeah.
We're laughing at the fact she's in a coma.
Because it's such a stupid device, the coma.
Well, it felt like his life was... It feels like his life was so much easier at this time. When you see part two, you realize his life is so much easier before the title shot. But he was just a regular guy fighting. Now he has all these fucking problems.
Yeah, but he had a whole host of other problems. He was fucking working for the mob, for God's sakes.
Well, it was by choice. Yeah, my friendship, once he got in, it was kind of hard to get out.
Yeah.
But still, like, all these new problems he has to deal with. Now he has another mouth to feed. So, of course, he's going to want to fight. So he decides, while she's in a coma, I'm going to start training and do this fight.
Yeah, I'm going to win, Rocky. Win.
Yeah, and, you know, everything starts going together. They actually do get everything set for them to actually do a rematch. Now he gets to deal with the fact that one of his eyes is fucked up.
Hmm.
And you remember Mickey slaps the fuck out of him?
Yeah, he's like, if an old man like me can hit you, what do you think Apollo's going to do?
Yeah, so he has to fight Arthrodice now and learn how to fight I throw jabs with his left hand. And as he's training for that, she finally comes at the coma and gives him the go-ahead to do it. You know, the famous little speech she does of... one word repeated twice.
What a famous speech that is. Oh man, move over, George Washington. We got a new we got a new speech to memorize.
Yeah, that all leads up to, like, you know, him finally fighting. And I think she's at the hospital when the fight actually happens. So she's not there. Because part one, she drives down there, I think. She doesn't want to see it, but she eventually goes down there.
Because mm-hmm.
she's in the ring when everything happens at the end. He's like...
Well, Adrian. At the end of part two is when we get Adrian, I did it.
Yeah, but remember, she shows him the ring and hugs him in part one. So, like, you know, so now she's watching on TV.
Hmm.
And Apollo wants to just go out there and just clobber the fuck out of him, right?
Is it the first or second one where he just drops him in the first round? Like, he doesn't drop him, like, to stay down, but he, like, early drops him.
It's a second, because he goes up there, ready to go. There's no flash, there's no flare. He's just ready, just drop him on his ass. And immediately, he just starts throwing him as soon as the bell rings. And my favorite line, when he tosses the crowd, he's like, watch it, here he comes. And he just hits him. Like, just start throwing it at him. And it was horrible. It was horrible. It was like, why is he, you know... Him fighting Orthodox just wasn't working for him. It was a worse ass whooping than the first one. Far worse ass whooping than the first one. But then when he starts fighting unorthodox, he actually threw off Apollo to the point that he had more of a fighting chance. And then, you know, of course, at the very end, they had that one scene in which they both knock each other down. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, they don't both knock each other down. Rocky knocks the fuck out of Apollo and he falls down.
Yeah, and they both climbed to stand up.
Yeah. And then one second cost Apollo the championship, which he brings up later on in part three.
Was it 1 second? I thought he said something in part three.
Yeah, he was like, he lost by 1 second.
Because he brings it up when he tells him, you owe me a favor.
Yeah. If I remember, it was 1 second. Because like, when he gets to 9, he falls all the way completely back down.
Because they're both climbing up the ropes.
Yeah. And just... Rocky makes it to his feet. That's how the movie ends, with him winning the championship. Second time he wins. It's kind of like Rambo. How, like, the first movie, you know, he doesn't really... I guess, like, everything doesn't really work out for him. The second movie, he gets to, like, fully embrace being badass.
He gets to shoot arrows all day long.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. The second movie, he actually does win the championship. And he wins in more of a believable way than him just going out and knocking out, you know, Apollo. Mm-hmm. And... he had way more going into it this time around, where it wasn't like, I'm getting this title shot and it's amazing. It's more like, I gotta fucking win this.
Well, he also had a confidence boost that he could at least fucking hang in there with Apollo.
Yeah, he knew. So he was like, he felt like he had to win this. And it's a bigger story to connect to, because, you know, it's that 8 Mile Eminem, you know.
Oh my God.
You know, you got, this is your mom, you gotta fucking take it.
I can't believe that's your go-to for underdog stories.
It is. It's a fucking amazing underdog story. I love part two.
If you got one shot.
Okay, so part two ends with him actually winning the championship. So part three goes into the idea of what happens next now that he's actually become the champion. This bum went from just being on the streets, singing Take It Back, to actually, you know, winning the championship, becoming the world heavyweight champion. And around the time period of this film, Stallone has done other things in his career. He went from being kind of an extra in other movies or smaller films to actually being a big star with the Rocky franchise and going on to do other stuff.
Yeah, and he won an Oscar for best screenplay.
Yeah, he won awards. And then I think around this time he either did First Blood. I want to say he did First Blood around this time. But for whatever reason, he got plastic surgery done. Or at least a minor little surgery.
Yeah, they wrote it into the movie.
Yeah, and he got buffer, lost a lot of weight, got in shape, and got really toned. So they wrote that into the film. Stallone felt that he was in a certain period of his life where he wasn't exactly the same as he was before. He wasn't struggling, and he wasn't hungry anymore because he was getting jobs. And he was being more... he was being respected as more of a A-list actor, I guess you could say. So he wanted to reflect that into the Rocky franchise. So part three, Rocky's got his shit together. He looks a little different. He's more toned than we've ever fucking seen him. And he's not hungry. He's just going out there marketing himself. You know, he's fighting jobbers, but he don't know they're jobbers.
Rocky's basically turned into Apollo at this point.
Yeah, basically, but he's not as arrogant as Apollo. But he knows that being a champion makes him better than everyone else.
Well, he's sort of as arrogant. If you remember when the lead up to him fighting Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
He's in the gym training and they have like...
people blowing bubbles and playing live instruments. And
they have like Rocky and Neon, and he's kind of just kind of smiling for the camera as he hits the speed bag.
Yeah. Also, it starts off with Pauly. Pauly's actually in like a fucking arcade or something, or a bar. He's playing...
He smashes the
fucking Rocky pinball. Which I heard was product placement.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that was out around that time.
Yeah, I hear they actually did have a Rocky pinball machine out around that time, or available to be released pretty soon around that time. And that was their way of being, like, marketing with product placement of Polly just smashing the shit out of it.
I didn't know that. I thought that was just more of Polly being an asshole.
Yeah, that was their product placement.
It's like, man, this guy giving you everything and you do nothing but complain. Like, he never stops complaining.
Yeah, in fact, he threw his watch on the ground and kicked it. Like his Rolex, his Spencer Rolex.
Yeah.
He tries to fight Rocky.
Does horribly. He?
Yeah, because Rocky has to get him out of jail. And when he gets him out, he tries to like throw punches at Rocky. Rocky's just blocking him and just kind of just letting him do whatever. Yeah. Also, you see Rocky's technique is like highly improved.
Yeah.
Just by seeing him block Paulie's bullshit, right?
Something he's never done before. Block a punch.
Yeah. The fact that you see him like, oh, he blocked it. He just take it and, you know, just go about his business, just take a couple of hits for Paulie. Like, you can see that his fighting style's improved. The way he looks improved. Now he has a motorcycle he's rolling around on.
His confidence is through the roof.
Yeah, his son's a little older. He lives in a better house. And they don't show him acquire these things over time. They kind of show him, like, he already has it now. And it kind of show like a little montage at the beginning, showing that he has done stuff. He's been on the Muppets. He's,
Don't they show him filming a commercial where he's, like, a caveman and shit?
That was the second one, in which he has, like, the little things over his eyes. Well, I couldn't read.
They show him doing another commercial in the montage in part 3.
Yeah, they show him doing commercials. I forgot what it was, but I think he was wearing a suit in the commercial.
I think so, yeah.
And like I said, he was on the Muppets. He was on other TV shows. And he does that charity thing with Thunderlips.
Yeah.
As everyone knows.
Which is the first appearance of, like, Hulk Hogan to, like, a mainstream audience.
Yeah.
Like, apparently he had to, like, really... He had to almost quit the WWF when Vince McMahon Sr.
Yeah.
was around to actually be in the movie.
Yeah, which I think was a smart move for him.
It was a hell of a smart move for him, because then he went on to be the Hulk Hogan we know.
Yeah.
And what's also weird about that is, like, he goes in there and fights Thunderlips, and at the end he's all like, oh, it's all just a big show. Yeah. And Rocky's like, nobody told me.
Yeah, they take a picture together.
Yeah, so, like, was Rocky literally went in there trying to fight fucking Hulk Hogan?
Well, he went in there actually thinking it was going to be for charity. He was telling Mickey that, oh, it's going to be for fun. It's going to be charity.
Well, also around this time, Mickey's, like, he kind of hates everything that's going on. Like,
yeah, he does, because he knows that it's all not real, that he's actually been negotiating. Mickey's actually been handling everything, basically.
Yeah.
And negotiating for him to fight some bums who weren't bad fighters. But they didn't deserve to be on the same level as him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they weren't a threat to him.
And, like, even when Clubber Lang first comes around, Mickey's, yeah, like, telling him, like, you don't want to fight this kid. Like, you don't want to do this and shit like that.
Yeah. I feel like every fighter he fights is a representation of an actual fighter or an event. We already know Apollo Creed was actually Muhammad Ali. I feel that Clubber Lang was George Foreman.
What do you have been the Foreman at the time? Is that not around the time of, like, Tyson? No, Tyson was 90s.
I want to say would have been Tyson, but Tyson was 80s, 90s.
Yeah, so probably wasn't a Tyson at that point.
Yeah.
But, I guess we can get into, like, Clubber Lang showing up at press events, like the statue.
Yeah. Hey. Get out where you can. Don't get that sucker no statue. Give him guts.
Hey, woman.
Hey, woman. But the whole deal was...
Oh, yeah, we also get to see Paulie be a racist.
Yeah.
If you need more of an excuse to hate him.
Yeah, we go train with Apollo's, in Apollo's little group.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a reputation to keep. I don't want to be here.
It's like, what kind of fucking drunk? What the hell kind of reputation do you have? But, so...
Like, I tell you, he ain't no cutter fighter. He can't dance that jungle music.
What the hell, like... I thought we moved past that in the 80s. Come on, man.
Well, it's still the 70s, technically, at that time.
Oh, but... So, they, like, agree to the fight with Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
They have the, like, bullshit-ass training that Rocky does.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing with him agreeing to the fight... Mickey didn't want him to do it because he knew that Clubber was hungry. He was here to knock people out, just like Foreman was. Not try to smile and wave at the camera, do press conferences. He wanted to go out there and fight and knock people out.
Fucking George Foreman first came around, he thought the idea of, like, being this smiling guy for the cameras wasn't what people wanted from a big heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You know, you wanted someone who was scary, who you thought would go in there and just beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And he kind of modeled himself after that. Later on in life, he realized, you know, people don't like an asshole.
Yeah, he also, besides selling grills, he also released a spiritual mix CD of all the music that he likes.
Yeah, he also released his autobiography.
Yeah.
Which is a great-ass read if anyone wants to pick that up.
Yeah.
And it's got my favorite training story of all time, where he talked about he would just walk around downtown Houston fighting dudes to get ready for a fight.
I knew about that. I also knew that he used to fight five people at a time, or back-to-back, after he lost to Ali to try to prove that he was still tough.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Like, you can find that all those fights on YouTube.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're not talking about Foreman. We're talking about a version of him, though. So, Clubber Bane, right? As I call him. Clubber Bane. Don't get that sucker, no statue. No, Clubber Lane, right? So, he's, underground fighter. He's reaching higher. He's gaining notoriety after fighting so many people. And they try to keep him away from each other because Mickey knows if you put him in the same ring together, Clubber's going to knock him out.
Yeah.
And Mr. T was actually chose for the role simply because, you know, at the time being a bouncer, that is a little competition. I think it was the world's toughest. Well, it was a tough man competition, but it was like the world's toughest bouncer.
But it was sort around. Of like a tough man?
Yeah. And which, like, the last thing they had to do was the last two participants had to fight each other in a boxing match. And Mr. T beat the holy hell out of his opponent. Bust him up on everything. And when they interviewed him, he said he felt sorry for him.
Wasn't Mr. T also a bodyguard around this time?
Yeah, he was a bodyguard around this time. And Stallone saw that, and since he directed part two, and he had the opportunity to direct part three, he wanted to bring in him because he felt he was tough enough, has that presence like Foreman, to have that appearance, like, just be scary. But he let him talk, and we let him talk, and, like, the whole, like, you know, calling him a fool and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All that just blended in perfectly when he's like, I gotta have this dude say more stuff. I just had to make him talk more and wrote more lines for him. A lot of stuff was freestyled or ad-libbed by Mr. T by himself.
Like, hey, Clubber Lang, any prediction for this fight?
Bane. My favorite line is, he's like, do you accept Balboa's challenge? I don't accept Balboa's challenge because Balboa is no challenge.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to be up on a fool some more. A lot of that's just freestyled and lived by Mr. T on his own.
That's also where we get the Pity the Fool.
Yeah, Pity the Fool. Got that from that. Got the helmet thrown at the statue.
Yeah. But
that should never gave that sucker, according to Clubber Lane.
But I guess we should get into the fight where Mickey... does Mickey die because Clubber Lane pushed him, or was he already on his way out, or...
They show signs during the Thunder Lips fight.
Yeah, he was grabbing his chest and stuff, right?
Yeah, he wasn't really feeling good anyway. They show signs of that already. And then when they get to the Thunder Lips fight, then when they get to the Clubber Lane fight, that's when you see him finally die, that something was really wrong with him. I think personally, the whole time, he was kind of sick and didn't want anything to do with it anymore. Because when they signed on to do Clubber Lane, he actually mentioned that he didn't want anything to do with that. That he didn't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I think simply because he was sick. It was just too much for him to do anymore. And maybe just... He kind of carried Rock, just to be honest.
Well, that's also where we get the line that'll come back in, I think, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Where he's all like, go out there and win, because Mickey loves you.
Yeah.
Gives him like a necklace or some shit.
Yeah, he's like, every time you're down and you don't even get up, you hear my voice say, get up, you son of a bitch, because Mickey loves you. And, so he fights Clubber and gets the fuck beat out of him.
Yeah.
Clubber is no jabs. He's all swings.
He's all haymakers and shit.
Yeah. So there's no technique to it. And you feel like if Apollo would have fought Clubber, Apollo would have beat him. I definitely feel he would have beat him.
I don't know. Apollo's a very different fighter than Rocky.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's like with any kind of fighting. Like, the guy who beats the guy, like, you don't really think about him anymore. Like, if Apollo can't beat Rocky...
Yeah.
and Clubber Lang can beat Rocky, like, you have this feeling like, oh, there's no way Apollo could have done anything.
Yeah. Also, you know, when they fight, do have that first fight. You see Apollo doing the commentating.
Yeah, he's retired. He makes a little joke,
you know. They're like, do you think Balboa has a chance? He was like, well, if he didn't, I wouldn't be sitting here next to you. He makes a kind of joke.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, Rocky does have something in him. So, it kind of builds up to that, but at the same time, it's just, I think with his technique, I think Balboa didn't have the technique to do it at the time.
Balboa was also kind of like taking it easy, like with his boxing and shit.
It wasn't, yeah, I think he kind of just went in and think, I'm just going to just throw some and drop him like I always do.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out for him. And then also he had Mickey's death on his mind, well, Mickey being sick.
And we also get a shot of Clubber Lang and Apollo talking shit.
Yeah.
To set up why Apollo would help out Rocky later on.
Yeah. So once Rocky actually does lose, and he realizes, like, because he went into the fight knowing that, because he did find out that Mickey's been setting up his fights for him to fight these weak people. So that's one of the reasons why he wanted to do it so bad. But after losing, he just crushed his confidence. Just completely just fucking shattered it. Where he's like, was I ever really that good to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, the former champ steps in. Lets them know, like, hey, you have something. You just don't have the training. You don't have the Eye of the Tiger anymore.
Yeah, to where we get the Eye of the Tiger line.
Yeah.
You lost the Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. You know Survivor's name of the group, right?
Yeah.
You know the singer actually went on to do those beer commercials?
Did he?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
The Real Men and Genius?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's him singing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know he, like, when Pacquiao was, like, fighting a lot.
Yeah.
He would do Eye of the Tiger, like, to lead him out.
Yeah. But that's the Real Men of Genius song guy, basically. But, yeah, getting back on subject. So, just skip ahead a little more. So, getting to the training and, you know, the fact that he doesn't have that confidence he used to have before. He's actually training with Apollo. And Apollo's showing him different things. They show him a different way of training. And giving him some actual fucking footwork.
Yeah, which he never had.
Yeah, actual footwork. And showing them how to actually fucking block. You know, hey, if you do this, you don't get hit. You know, and showing them an actual way to box, which kind of makes you wonder, what the fuck did Mickey do?
Well, Mickey, like, I think Mickey set up the foundation of, like, how to punch. He just didn't teach him how to move.
Yeah.
Like, Rocky in the first one definitely had that, like, plant your feet and just throw them technique.
Yeah.
And then in the third one with Clubber Lang, you definitely see him move. He circles out a lot more.
Yeah, he fights. I feel like that's what draws back to the whole idea of Apollo. Apollo had the footwork. He had the speed. He had the strength. He could have beat Clubber Lang.
Maybe. I mean, if you have the video game, you could see.
Yeah. So they're training. He's doing more stuff. He's swimming, running on the beach. And, like, doing, you know, more active athletic stuff to get his body used to it.
Well, it's all about moving his feet. Like, he tells them you got to move your feet. They do the, like, dance when they shadow box.
Yeah. And he gets more into it and more fluent with it, the way he throws punches, the way he moves his feet around, the way he moves his body. And when he finally fights Clubber, I feel like that's the weakest fight.
It does seem like it's over really quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like most fights actually go, like, the full 12 rounds. I think this match only lasted 3 rounds or so, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, in real life, matches aren't always going to go the distance. He's not going to always have, like, a person to fight to go the distance with. So it makes sense. But I feel like when he was actually prepared, he wasn't as busted open as he usually is. You can see he didn't take that much damage. He fought like a real champion, basically. And it just showed. Clubber Lang was just swinging. And, you know, with technique, could have took him down easily.
I mean, you're making a big argument for Apollo beating Clubber Lang, but
no, I'm just talking about, like, Rocky. I think Rocky just didn't have the technique to take down Clubber Lang at first. Clearly, he didn't. Then he got later on.
Well, he would also, like, just stand in the pocket and try to trade punches. Like, in the next fight, we see him. Like I said, he would circle out and trap him against the ropes, and kind of, like, pepper his body and shit.
Yeah. So it was a good fight on his behalf of seeing him fight in a way we never seen him fight before. But unfortunately, at the same time, I think it's one of the weakest fights. It's not a bad fight. It's just one of the weakest fights because it didn't feel like it lasted long enough.
Yeah, and you would think after all the build-up from Clubber Lang, it would be more of a
yeah,
like throwdown.
It wasn't as interesting as I thought it would have been. But yeah, it ends with him basically getting his title back. And I think he retires after that because we go into part four, he's already retired. So we get to part four. Now it's the 80s. Things are a little different. Now he has a robot.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Happy birthday, Paulie. And, we didn't talk about the famous end scene of part three with the oil painting.
Oh, yeah. I got to go back to that because the whole thing was Apollo wanted a favor. I mean, we didn't really know what the favor is to the very end. We realized, oh, he just wants to fight him again.
Yeah, he wants to. I think he even says, like, there's no way you could have beaten me with that 1 second, like, victory and shit.
Yeah, so they do fight. And then they never tell you who wins, but part four picks up immediately after that. The Rocky coming home, and he has a new hat on.
Yeah.
And his side ass are like, where'd you get the hat from? He's like, a friend gave it to me. How'd you get that black eye? Same friend.
Yeah. And then I think his son says something like, I don't have friends like that, or some shit like that.
Yeah, like I don't have friends like that, or something. It was funny.
And then Paulie gets a robot. And
yeah, Paulie gets a robot that he makes sound sexy.
Because, well, not at first. Remember, it's like robot voice.
Yeah, happy birthday, Paulie.
Yeah.
And he fixes up to sound all sexy and to bring him a... no, she brings the cake. Well, he brings... I guess it's a dude at first.
Yeah.
He brings the cake when he's happy birthday, Paulie robot.
And then when it's a girl robot, she brings him a beer.
Yeah.
Because he can't stop drinking. He's got a problem.
Now he has an easier way to get beer. That's what you did, Rocky. You found an easier way for him to get up to get the beer himself.
You're an enabler, Rocky.
He's been an enabler for years. And this movie, like I said, it's like everyone he fights deals with either a topic or a certain kind of character. I feel like Cold War, basically, is what this is speaking on.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, Ivan Drago did actually really mean anything other than, you know, this idea of the Cold War. Not like an actual boxer, I guess you could say. But he did resemble the idea of, like, maybe Russian soldiers or
the Russian Superman.
Russian Superman, basically.
The Russian Stalin.
Yeah. Also, the funny thing about this movie, some of the technology that they're using in Rocky IV did not fucking exist.
Like what? The robot?
No, I'm talking like, no, I mean, for Ivan Drago to train.
Yeah, some of that shit just look like whatever. Yes. Like when he's doing that twisting motion.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the hell that was supposed to be.
Yeah, but some of it did not exist. But over time, they did actually make it because of the movie. They're like, what? Why don't we make this?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so Rocky IV actually invented a lot of stuff that's used to this very day to train. That wasn't really around. So if you watch it now, like, you know, when we watched it, we were younger or whatever. Yeah, it was like a movie to us.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, later on in life, seeing it again, it's like, why wouldn't he use this kind of, you know, why wouldn't he use this kind of technology to train with or something? Whereas, like, at that time, it was mind-blowing for that shit not to exist.
Well, it was more than just a movie. Like, I remember watching the training montages and trying to copy it in my living room.
Yeah, you gotta copy it yourself, and you pick up a log, it's really like a fucking bucket you found in the garage or some shit.
Chase the dog or cat around instead of a chicken.
Yeah. So it was a lot of, like, playing out the montages when we were younger.
And then, like, if you wanted more proof that this was all Cold War, the movie opens with a goddamn American boxing glove and a, like, a Russian boxing glove
hitting each other. Yeah, exploding with each other. And, you know, it just was geared towards that. Apollo decides to come out of... He decides to come out of retirement to fight...
Sort of.
Yeah.
Because it's just an exhibition match.
Yeah, because he wants to show that Ivan Drago ain't shit. And he's come over here trying to... You know, I don't know what he's coming over here trying to do. But Apollo believes he's coming over trying to do some shit. He's not having it.
I mean, it's also like... I want to get into the idea more in part 5 and 6.
Yeah.
But it's that idea of, like, once you're a fighter and you stop fighting, like, you don't know what else to do. There's literally... You have no idea what else you can do with yourself.
Yeah, he's just hanging out in his pool, playing with his dog.
Yeah, throwing tennis balls around and shit.
And he realizes, you know what? This guy's coming over. I don't like him. I want to fight him.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Yeah, read the newspaper. Fuck this guy in the newspaper. I'm fighting him.
And then we get, like, a press conference where Apollo's talking shit.
And, like, Ivan's just taking it. And then, you know, Bridget Nielsen's all, like...
Yeah, you think you're so very good, and we are so very bad.
Yeah, so, like, it would be a great... out of a win for us. And it was just like her building up. She knew that her husband was going to win. Everyone kind of knew. Like, the Russians knew that he was going to come in and just destroy Apollo. He's younger than him. He's faster than him.
He's stronger than him.
He's been currently training with basically alien technology. It doesn't exist. And Apollo's just been swimming in his pool playing with his dog, not doing shit.
Arguing with his wife,
so there's no way in hell. But he had the money, he had to kind of flip to bring in James Brown.
Yeah, so, and possibly the greatest entrance of Apollo's career.
So it kind of makes you realize he's been saving up. he's been managing his money, right? He's no Rocky with that.
Well, he's also selling tickets to it. I'm sure he put on a big show because he could afford it.
Yeah, so it was just a big thing. So it was kind of a cool moment to see it come out. And you get a little bit of dialogue. It seems like Rocky was more intelligent in part 3. He's intelligent in part 4, but you see his intelligence boost in part 3, whereas like part 1, he doesn't really know anything.
Yeah, part 2, he can't read and he's terrible with money and shit.
Part 3, he's way better, more sophisticated, more civilized, and knows a lot of stuff. And they actually addressed him not knowing how to read, whereas like there's a scene in which he's reading a book.
Mm.
And, you know, Adrian's helping him out with certain words every once in a while, but basically he has it down. So, you know, so part 4, they kind of hold on to the fact that, you know, he's intelligent, he has his stuff together, he's a businessman, but certain things you don't really catch on with. Well, like when Apollo says the whole like thing, like I'm having eating nails, and then he's like snails. Like I never tried that. He's like, no, but I'm like, nails, the nails. Hey, you know, you see them watching their own fight in part 4 as well. They're sitting around watching their fight.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, the mistakes they made. Which I thought was pretty cool. Why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, I mean, they're friends at this point.
Yeah. They've been through so much anyway. And they're both retired. It's not like they're going to fight ever again at this time. At least that's what they thought. But, you know, so Apollo goes in ready to fight the Cold War in the ring. Right. And he gets killed. He doesn't know how to just stand down. He can't accept the fact that he may not be where he thought he was.
So let's play hypothetical. If Rocky threw in the towel to save him,
I think it would have ended their friendship.
Forever? You think Apollo just never would have gotten over it?
I don't think he ever would have got over it.
I think his wife would have appreciated it.
His wife would have fucking loved it. His wife would have totally loved it.
Because she's like, throw in the towel.
No, that was his manager.
Well, she stood up and said something.
She cried her ass off in the crowd. And screamed and stuff, but...
The poor widow Creed.
Yeah. She makes an appearance. Does she make an appearance in another movie?
I don't think she does. But anyways, he fucking dies.
Yeah, he fucking dies, right?
We get the line, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah, because Ivan doesn't give a fuck. It's just Tuesday for him.
Yeah. In the words of Bison.
Yeah. The day I killed your best friend was the biggest moment for you. But for me, it was just Tuesday.
Oh, man. What a badass.
Yeah.
And so, Bison was. Yes.
Yes! So we get Adrian telling Rocky he can't do it.
Yeah, you can't win.
And this time I'm on board with her. Because I'm like, look what he did to Apollo. You've never done this to Apollo. And like, don't do it, Rock. Don't do it.
You didn't three punch him into hell and shit.
Yeah, but, you know, Rocky feels he needs to get it done. He needs to take him on. And Adrian lets him know that she doesn't want him to fight because, you know, he's been retired. He hasn't fought in a long time. He's not looking good for him. So he storms out the house and into a montage.
Yeah. Into a montage of memories.
Yeah, as he speeds down the street. In which he sees Ivan Drago at the end of the tunnel that he's driving through, ready to box his car. Took out him and the entire car.
Oh man, they should have intercut that Lundgren driving from The Punisher, where he's driving through the sewers, just tripping balls. And they're going at each other.
I think they're trying to be serious, but...
Somebody needs to do it now.
Somebody needs to do it now, yeah. You know what? We're doing it. Facebook exclusive.
So he takes the fight, and it's not sanctioned by the boxing committee.
Yeah.
Because remember, he's like, I have to go there and shit, and the boxing... Like, it's not for the championship. It's just kind of a fight he's doing.
The fight he's doing is not for the championship. And this is the most we've ever seen Stallone buff besides currently.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say.
Well, fucking HGH will do that to you.
Yeah. But, you know, he was fucking buff as all hell in this movie. And you don't see how buff he is at the very end of the movie. There's no taking his shirt off for any reason.
He's not twilighting it. Nah. Just shirtless all the time.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, he has a muscle shirt on every once in a while when he's training in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't really truly see how buff he is to the very end. It's ridiculous how buff both of them are at the very end. Especially considering the fact we saw fucking Ivan Drago earlier in the movie. And he was not as buff as he was at the very end of the movie.
Well, he also took steroids in the middle of a montage just so we'll hate him even more.
Yeah, he did. He totally took steroids in the middle of the montage. He didn't even flinch.
That way we could be like, what a cheater he is.
Yeah, because when they stick him with the needle, they zoom up on his face, he's like, nothing.
Yeah. He
and he's just running, punching like wherever's on the wall, remember?
He's punching that machine where he's got like 1,000 pounds of pressure behind his punches. Which, come on. That's
a little excessive.
I don't buy it. If fucking Pat Barry can only kick like 8 pounds of pressure.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. But anyways, I'm not Ivan Drago. I'm not on the juice or running around with machines attached to my back and shit like that.
Yeah, running up here. Remember, that's nothing they invented.
That invented the incline treadmill?
Yeah.
I always thought that was around.
No, it was just regular. Then like they invented it because it was inclining. They were like, why don't we do this? We have one. Just make it incline.
Man, I'll run on an incline treadmill this year.
Yeah. There's a lot of technology that we have today because of this film.
That weird, like, stretching his arm out all... Like, what the hell is that even supposed to work out?
I think it was kind of like curling sort of, or... You know, I don't know. But you see his muscles bulge, so you think he was doing something. He said he was struggling to do it. So, I have no idea.
And then we get Rocky training in the Siberian Alps and shit.
Yeah. Throwing logs and like doing sit-ups.
Chopping wood.
In dangerous high places.
Picking up wheelbarrows full of people.
Yeah.
Adrienne gets over her shit and eventually is all like, you know what, I should go see Rocky.
Yeah, because she makes it time for the wheelbarrow lift. She was in it.
Yeah, so was Polly. Like, why the hell would you take Polly with you?
Remember Polly complained, but it's snow everywhere. Like, no shit, we're in fucking Russia around Christmas. Fight some on Christmas Day.
Man, I would have beaten the shit out of Polly long ago. I would have broken his jaw to where he couldn't talk anymore. Or at least, like, hit him so hard he'll remember. I'll just pick my hand up and he'll cower in fear.
Like, okay, Rock, I won't cause any problems here.
But no, he fucking lets him make it.
He lets him make it a lot. And then you hear the chipmunks playing as they're having their downtime.
So...
You remember that?
No.
Yeah, the Christmas song they were singing. They had it on the radio for whatever reason. As they're hanging out in the back and... I think Rocky draws like a little devil face on Ivan Drago and puts it on like the mirror or whatever.
I thought he just had the picture on there.
He had the picture. I think he did draw a devil face eventually, like little horns and a little mustache and tail.
Is that when we get the like crumbling up the picture?
Yeah, eventually.
And then Adrienne leaves her son to be babysitted by the robot, I guess?
No,
it's just him and his friends with the robot riding around in the background later on.
Yeah, probably not being productive because it doesn't understand human feelings and shit.
Yeah, it's got a boner for fucking Polly.
Yeah, because it's programmed that way. How does Polly learn how to program shit?
Yeah, right. He's all like, oh, I made it that way. How? If you're so smart, go get a goddamn job.
Of all people, Polly.
But maybe he did like Jurassic Park. Where it's like, oh, this is a Linux system. I know this.
Maybe.
But, so Adrienne shows up. She fucks him by the fireplace.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
She totally gives it. Well, they're married. Of course she's giving it up. And
then we get into the fight.
Yeah. Which is, I think, one of the best fights of the series. It really is. I won't say it's the best fight, but I love the fight for Rocky Balboa so much. that I figure is almost tie or one's greater than the other one. I'm not sure. But I remember it's one of the best fights in the series.
We get a lot of slow motion punches.
Yeah, they hit each other a lot for real.
And then we get Drago saying something like he's made of steel.
He's like, he's not human. He's like a piece of iron.
Yeah, there it is.
And he choke slams a motherfucker with his glove on still.
Yeah, he fucking Balrog lifts him up by his throat and shit.
Yeah, screams, I'll defeat him, not for you. The points of the president, and not for you, but for me.
And then that's fucking bullshit because, you know, like at that time, Russia was all like crooked. They would have just taken him out back and like shot him in the head when he walked back to the.
Who said it didn't? He wasn't in Rocky Balboa.
I know, we never heard of him again. Yeah. So maybe they're like, you're going to turn on Russia?
They said he was supposed to have been. They wanted him to get him, but they didn't for some reason. Part of the budget. Because they couldn't afford Mr. T.
Like, man, how do you not afford Mr. T?
They tried to get Mr. T to be one of the commentators, but they couldn't afford him for some reason. It wasn't like Mr. T was like asking for a ridiculous amount. It's the fact that the movie was made for a very small amount.
Well, we'll get there when we get there. Yeah. Let's finish up this fight.
Yeah. So they start fighting. Start punching each other in the face.
And suddenly Russia turns and becomes on Rocky's side.
Yeah, because he's fighting in Russia. And as they're fighting, it's just the underdog mentality, I guess. I guess they know that Ivan's a superior athlete, I guess you could say. But no one expected Balboa to actually put up a fight at all. And he's like going the distance with him. I guess that underdog mentality won over the crowd.
I feel like in real life that wouldn't have happened at all.
Probably wouldn't have. But I also think that it's the idea that even, you know, he won the American Trunks. Let's throw it out there. It was
Apollo's Trunks.
Apollo's Trunks that he fought Apollo in part one.
Like, doesn't even make like a joke about it when he gives it to him in part three? Where he's all like, did you wash these? Or he's like, I haven't worn these since our last fight. And he's like, have you washed them?
Yeah. I remember that. Made a joke about it.
Yeah.
So he wears his American Trunks. And, you know, they go at it. And it's just a brutal ass fight. But at the very end. Oh, here's the thing about the fight I didn't like. I felt like Balboa dropped Drago once.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. But Drago dropped Balboa so many times in that fucking movie.
I mean, I think it's more believable that Drago would drop him. Like, maybe he got tired.
I feel like maybe over time, Balboa worked him down and finally hit him with something that he couldn't get up from.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like, I just wish Drago would have went down at least twice.
I mean, it's...
Like, one time to shock everybody, he actually put him down. And then, like, one time down for the count.
I mean, I've seen weirder things happen in fights. Like, I think it's the Pete Spratt in the UFC. He gets hit in the liver.
Yeah.
He backs up to the cage because he's, like, literally about to faint.
Yeah.
The guy rushes in to fucking finish him off. Hits him with a right hook, knocks the guy out, and immediately falls over holding his stomach.
Wow.
And it's, like, the greatest comeback of all time.
Well, I guess,
Like, even the Chet Congo, Pat Barry fight. Pat Barry hits Congo with, like, a right hand, drops him, he stands back up, he's on wobbly legs, throws out some bullshit-ass left hand, knocks out Pat Bear.
Well, I guess it's not unheard of then. So, yeah, so, brutal-ass fight. One of the best fights of it. One of the most brutal, like, bloody ones. And, you know, he does win. He addresses the crowd, it's translated.
Yeah, if I could change, and you could change.
We all could change.
Is this the one where we get the, We Love You Rock, and he's like, hey, I love you too.
Yeah, same one. Also, his son's at home telling his friends, that's my dad.
Yeah, being babysitted by Robot. By being babysitted by Aunt Robot.
Aunt Robot.
You think Polly tried to fuck that robot? Or married it?
Polly definitely tried to fuck it. You know whatever happened to, I wonder whatever happened to that robot.
Made an honest robot out of her?
Probably lost it when he fucked over everything.
In part five.
Which you're going to right now. After everything ends, because it immediately picks up after the fight. Adrian goes to check on Rocky. Rocky's in the restroom, in the showers. And he can't stop his hands from shaking. And they take him to a hospital to find out over a couple of doctor's tests that he has brain damage where he can't fight anymore. So he has no choice but to retire. But by the time he's getting ready to just relax and retire, Paulie fucked everything up with signing paperwork for power of attorney to their lawyers or whatever, who took all their money. Completely fucked them over. They have no money. They have to leave the house. And now he has a son who's older, who's grew up only knowing one lifestyle.
Yeah, rich.
Yeah, rich. He is rich enough to have robots babysit him.
Yeah.
Right?
While his dad goes to Russia. Who else could have said they did that?
Yeah, to fight on national TV. You know, so like, he grew up with this, so it's kind of a change for him. And you can tell the concept of like, of being alone and not really having that many friends, or having certain types of friends and dealing with regular people. It's kind of different for someone rich.
Yeah.
Or someone, like, I guess in private school to mingle with, like, public schools, I guess.
Isn't he getting bullied at school and shit like that? And people are, like, making fun of him for being Rocky Jr.?
Yeah, that kind of happens. He has that one earring because he falls in with, like, not really the wrong crowds, but...
He, like, tries to smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
And try to be cool?
But it also comes down to, you know, Rocky can't fight anymore. He really can't fight. There's nothing else he can do. He has to just make it by the best way he can. At this point, he's not struggling. I don't know what he does for a living. But I guess, like, somehow he's making it by.
He owns the gym.
Yeah, he does own the gym, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That's how he's making it by, with the gym. So he's running the gym now. And Tommy Gunn. Tommy Morrison.
Yeah, Tommy the Machine Gunn.
Yeah. Tommy the Machine Gunn comes in, wanting to be trained by Rocky. Kind of has the same eye of the tiger, I guess you could say, that he had back in the day. So, Rocky kind of gravitates towards him, want to show him a couple of things, teach him the ropes, and show him the ropes, I guess, and like actually really get him in the ring and push him forward. He starts to do that and starts to kind of relive his life through Tommy. While he's doing that, he kind of neglects his actual son. And really, the story for part five is not that good. Let's just be honest to begin with.
No, you almost feel like they could have had Rocky Jr. be the Tommy Gunn position.
Yeah, which I thought they would have done.
Like, try to connect more and shit. They kind of get more into it in part six. A bit. Not as much as I guess I would have liked.
Yeah. But, you know, I really didn't like I liked the story, but I really didn't like the idea of him trying to relive through someone else. But I guess that probably would happen.
Yeah, I mean, this is also the time of Tyson. Because we get the Don King.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening. You know, a great fighter who's corrupted by a Don King-like character that comes in. Who, I won't say changed the sport. But I guess, like, not really corrupted it, but just, like, made it more business-orientated and away from actually just being a legitimate sport, I guess you could say.
I mean, this isn't a boxing podcast. No, but I feel like for the story, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
So like, I can get into, like, how even back in the day of, like, Jack Johnson, they were fucking him over politically wise.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Even people who came after him. But, it's funny because Tommy, like, Morrison was a boxer at that time. Yeah. And he's sort of the stand-in for Tyson, who was also a boxer at that time.
Yeah.
And it's like, this isn't the last time we'll see, like, a real boxer be a boxer in the movie.
You know, I guess things are different, is what they're trying to say. You know, this one boxer who's good, has talent, but no one's really working with him, and he doesn't really have anything. Kind of like what Rocky sees in himself. And he pushes him to do good and make it to somewhere. But unlike the times he lived in, which at this time period, now they have Don King-like figures who also affected even great people such as Muhammad Ali. I guess things just didn't go the way he planned, and things were a little different. And Tommy Gunn went on to have a better career and tried his best to get away from being under Rocky's name.
Yeah, like at some point he was tired of them being like, you're trained Rocky's by puppet. Rocky and Rocky's boy and shit like that.
Yeah, or Rocky's puppet. Because you get that scene, he's like, I'm not a puppet.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you're just a paper champ anyway. Everyone knows Rocky retired with the title. and you're just filling in for him, basically, is what they tell him, which causes him to say he wants to fight Rocky. And of course, Rocky's not gonna fight him. But you know,
is this where we see Rocky and all the dudes like at the bar watching the fight?
Yeah. And you know, Tommy Gunn comes in, talks shit to him, tries to call him out. Rocky doesn't want to fight him. I think he punches Paulie.
And Rocky's like, go ahead, I don't even like this motherfucker.
He has to step up to him because of the fact that, you know,
I wouldn't step, fuck Paulie.
Paulie's part of family, dude. He has to step up.
I mean, I realize, but in retrospect, he's very much an asshole.
Everyone has that drunken uncle or that one cousin or whatever it is to you. That brother, that one brother that no one really wants to fuck with.
Because or friend or whatever friend the hell.
That's self-destructive and no one really wants to fuck with them. But you always had that one person who never gives up on them. And that's Rocky.
Even though they should.
They know, like, everyone knows they should, except for them. And that's Rocky, so can't just go punch at Paulie and expect nothing to happen, right?
Is this where we get the My Rings Outside?
Yeah. So they fight outside in this ridiculous
sloppy street fight,
right? Oh, by the way, just throw this out there. They brought back the original director of the first Rocky to direct part five. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why this happened. Stallone did the second up to part four, so I have no idea why he wanted to bring in another director to direct the original director to direct part five. I guess because he wanted to get that street feel again, maybe. Maybe try to catch her lightning in the bottle twice.
Or maybe, like, directing and acting at the same time was just kind of taking its toll on him. Yeah. Like, he just didn't want to do both. Like, it was too much to handle.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him, like, direct while he's acting? Mm. He'll be in the scene, be like, all right, action. And just start his scenes immediately.
Action. Kind of weird. So, Paulie. Oh, man. One thing we forgot to talk about was the invention. Well, not. Was it the invention of the Steadicam? It was like the first time the Steadicam really became a big thing.
I think it is. Yeah, for this movie, right?
Because in the boxing scenes, the guy had, like, for the first time ever, just the camera on him.
Yeah.
And he would walk around the ring as they're boxing and shit.
Yeah.
And before then, it would always be on, like, a dolly, and it had to be, like, a tracking shot.
Yeah.
You know, and you would move the camera along the dolly.
Yeah.
But in that, like, it was, he invented a harness that he can hold and keep a still frame and shit.
Yeah. So, I remember that. They invented that. Also, original script had Rocky to die.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, that's the whole setup for the brain. Isn't it that the brain damage is for him to get... You know, why are you laughing?
The whole setup for the brain?
Well, the brain damage is for him to actually get killed by taking too many blows to the head. I think it's a fucked up way to go.
Yeah.
And, you know...
But if I'm going to go out, I would prefer it being blown.
To the head?
Yeah, why not?
I think in hindsight, as he was dying, he probably would have been like, man, I should have blocked a lot more.
Yeah. I'm sure that was going through his head when he was in the street fight.
Yeah.
So he beats Tommy Gunn.
Whoops his ass.
Don King's like, if you touch me, I'll sue.
So he hits him in the stomach, says, sue me for what?
Yeah.
And he wins over his son again, who just kind of fell into a bad crowd. That was his only story arc.
And then the movie ends with them, like, at the zoo or something?
No, they run up the stairs, and Rocky's too slow. He's like, oh, I'm tired of this shit. I can't do it. You just beat me, kid, or whatever. And kind of ends with them just spending time together. And the ending credits show, like, a little montage of like, all the movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the sense that it's over. This Rocky story has been told. We're not satisfied with the way it ended. But the story has been told. So fast forward years later, we get Rocky Balboa, which is a better ending to his story. We find Rocky much older and with arthritis and just a slower person, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's also like 60 or something around this time. Yeah, he's like
in his 60s. Adrian's passed away. You get the sense that, you know, he never really got over the fact that Adrian passed away. And of course, he made a restaurant and named it Adrian's. Has pictures of her on the wall. So you can tell he's never really got over it. And he still goes around visiting places that remind him of her. Like the skating ring, and they have flashbacks, and he goes to the old apartment. Like, he does it every year, what they were saying. And Pauly just, like, goes along and criticizes the fuck out of him.
He takes the Adrian Death Tour.
Yeah, he takes Adrian Death Tour, and Pauly goes along with him and criticizes him about it, everything. And then eventually Pauly tells him, like, I don't need to do this anymore, because you were good to her, I wasn't.
And then, after 40 years, Pauly realizes, I've been kind of an asshole this whole time, haven't I?
Maybe I should have yelled at her when she was pregnant carrying dog food.
And fucking push her down and shit. like, the whole Rocky opening a restaurant thing is, like, sort of taken from real life. Like, other retired boxers do that.
Yeah.
Jake LaMotta, the Raging Bull, did that.
Yeah. Oh, he also gets Spider Rico, finally.
Yeah, begging. Well, he's not begging. He's kind of like...
asking to work.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll wash dishes, Rock.
Like, hey, Rock, Spider's in the kitchen again. They're like, well, just fuck, we'll just start paying him.
Like, doesn't he just give him, like, some food? He's all like, don't worry about it, Rico.
Yeah, he does it a couple of times, but Rico wants to actually work it off, so he just let him do it. Because, you know, because Rico threatens to beat him up again. Like, old times. So, yeah, it's just a kind of feel. Also, Carl Weathers wasn't in the movie. And, archive footage because of the fact that he wanted to actually be in the movie.
Yeah, he was like, I'll come back as like a vision or something like that, cheering him on or some shit.
Yeah, and like, Stallone was like, it's not gonna work, dude. It's not gonna work at all. And he was like, well, you can't use footage of me. So they filmed some dude that looks like him and distorted it where it looked like him enough to pull it off.
Apparently, Stallone went to the actress who played Adrian and told her, like, you know, I wrote you out of the story because I think it's, like, more interesting to Rocky's character. And, you know, I'm not doing this to be mean to you and shit.
Yeah, she understood. In fact, the same year it was released, she did a commercial for, like, something. I forgot what it was. But she was actually on a commercial.
Well, I know she came out in interviews and stuff saying, like, oh, I'm not mad at Stallone and shit. And I understand and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it made more sense because it felt like this. There's no way in hell he could fight at that age. Especially considering, like, last we heard from him, he's supposed to have had brain damage. Which they never did really address.
Yeah, they kind of leave everything. Like, they never really address the eyeball thing again. And
yeah. They never really address any of that. I think, like, but coming off of where he was, if Adrian was alive, he never would have fought again. He probably wouldn't have had a reason to fight, really. I think that reason he needed, I think Stallone wanted to end on a better note than what it was.
Probably. More than anything, it's probably what he wanted to do.
Yeah, he needed a reason for him to come out to fight. And that reason had to be Adrian wasn't around anymore. So, take away Adrian for the equation.
What does he have now? He's going to hit on the same little girl he ran into the first movie.
Well, I don't think he's trying to hit on her. I think he just really wants a connection with someone. That's all I think. I don't think he's trying to fuck.
Because remember in the first one, she's like, get out of here, pervert.
Yeah, she got you, scumbag or whatever.
Yeah.
And he brings it up.
So, my scumbag, so?
Yeah, I don't think he's trying. I don't think Rocky's trying to hit it.
I feel like her character to the story was, like, unnecessary. I mean, believe it or not, this is the first time I'm bringing up something unnecessary in Rocky.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's plenty of other things, but I don't know. I remember watching it thinking, I didn't really need this. Like, I would have liked to have more of his son, because his son kind of becomes a character again.
Yeah, because he showed that his son went on to be successful in his own way, shape, or form. Even though sometimes his boss does throw in the fact that he was Rocky's son and all that. But at the end of the day, he paved his own path. And his friends kind of bring it up every once in a while they're drinking, especially when Rocky says he's going to actually take the fight. But, you know, it's kind of that he made his own way. He didn't follow his dad's footsteps, but he did make his own way.
He didn't look like he was going to follow his dad's footsteps anyways, even in part 5, because he looked all skinny and shit.
Yeah, he never grew out of that. Also, the guy that got to play him was on Heroes. Can't think of his name right now. But the main reason Stallone hired him, not just because of his acting ability, but because he actually had this... Stallone has, like, I forgot what it's called, but a certain section of his mouth...
Oh, it's like Bell's palsy or something?
I guess. It was like a certain section of his mouth where he can't really... It doesn't really move correctly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like his lips and all. The guy had the same thing.
And he just overcame it and shit?
No, he still had it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never noticed it.
He kind of knows it. Like, I noticed it on Heroes. But you kind of notice it in the movie a little. And that's one of the reasons why he got the part. So with Adrian gone, he has no one to stop him. He needs a purpose in life. That's what it comes down to. He wants to prove that he can still do it. And with someone actually doing the, I guess, like the CG matchup of who will win, and it gained some attention, and Mason Dixon realizes that, you know, he's been knocking out everyone else, and no one's out there that can actually give him a challenge. He becomes interested because he has something to prove for himself. Then Rocky becomes interested in it. What makes it cool is if both fighters don't have a personal beef with each other, they both have something to prove, it feels like. Mm-hmm. Mason wants to prove he can go head-to-head with a real fighter.
He's more than just a stupid name. Mason the Line Dixon.
Yeah.
The Line. Get out of here.
But, yeah.
I mean, I get it, the Mason Dixon line, but still. That's still a terrible name.
He didn't write his own name, I'm just saying.
I realize, but still. And the whole computer thing was kind of modeled after the...
I think like the Fight Night games and stuff.
Well, no, it's from the Who Would Win, Muhammad Ali, or the only undefeated heavyweight champion. Okay, I know a way to help us remember. In Coming to America, when they're talking about boxing at the barbershop, they're like, that's their one. Yeah, that's their one.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I just can't think of his name right now.
Every time we talk about boxing with a white man, he always got to bring up Rocky Marciano.
That's who it is, Rocky Marciano, yeah.
And they modeled it after the Rocky Marciano, Muhammad Ali, like, kind of computer stats thing that they did a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's where they got the idea for the Rocky Balboa, Mason Dixon.
Also, the whole idea of the movie came from when George Foreman came out of retirement and actually won a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was actually going with that feel for it. So Mason Dixon has his own reasons for doing what he's going to do. And it doesn't feel like he's just a person for him to fight to overcome.
Yeah. I mean, it also sucks that he's like sitting around at his house and his homeboys are just like, oh, you ain't shit, Mason.
Yeah. Old ass Rocky's beating the shit out of you.
I'd be like, this isn't real. This is a game.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the idea of it. So he has something to prove as well. We don't get too much of him except for him trying to reconnect with his roots. Which I think is like really refreshing, considering that we don't usually get that from like the main antagonists of a Rocky movie. We always get them just like doing villainous shit,
killing old men and shit like that,
and threatening them to like sleep with their opponent's women.
Hey, woman.
Or doing steroids in the back.
Well, it wasn't the back. It was like during his training camp.
Well, it was actually in front of everybody. He was doing steroids. Yeah. There's no secret there. In fact, he had someone, he even injected himself. He had other people do it for him.
He had like guys in lab coats.
Yeah, because that's a serious shit. You have to handle wear a lab coat.
Yeah.
And gloves to like inject your steroids.
Like, my favorite story about Rocky Balboa is when we get to the final fight and they're fighting, it was like during a ESPN, like an actual live broadcast of a
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, they'd have to come in earlier before the fights, I think.
Yeah. And the crowd had no idea they were going to be, you know, filming a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
And the chance of Rocky that they have in the movie
is all real.
Yeah, it's just something the crowd started doing.
Yeah. My favorite scene, where I actually get choked up on, is that last scene in which Weez leaving after a fight. Let me just clarify this. Rocky loses his fight.
Mm-hmm.
He gives it his all, but ultimately he loses. At first he's getting the shit beat out of him. And, of course, he's still not blocking. Haven't learned nothing over his career. He's still not blocking. And Mason breaks his hand, which helps gives Rocky
an edge
until the hand heals up enough, or it numbs up enough where he can throw it. Which doesn't happen, out of curiosity.
What?
Like, if you break your hand in the middle of a fight, will it numb up enough for you to start throwing it again throughout the fight?
No.
It doesn't?
Not at all.
Because he does say that, like, he has a good window opportunity before the hand numbs up.
No. If anything, it's going to blow up. Like, it's going to swell to where it's uncomfortable.
So that would probably be improbable for that to happen?
He could still throw that hand. It's just going to really fuck with him. Like, if you watch the because I'll go to real MMA fights. If you watch the Uriah Faber, I think Jose Aldo, no. One of the Uriah Faber fights in the WEC, he's fighting and he breaks both hands.
Yeah.
And he still fights the next three rounds with all elbows and kicks.
Yeah.
And you can literally see him like wince in pain when he tries to close his hands and shit.
Damn.
And one of the final Strikeforce events, the end of the Strikeforce heavyweight tournament, when Daniel Cormier and Josh Barnett fight, they each broke a hand.
Fuck.
In the fight. And when you see them fight, whenever they have to try to grapple, because they're both grapplers,
yeah.
You can see them like go for a grab
yeah.
with their broken hand and immediately just let it go. Like, it's, you can kind of move it, but
yeah, so
you can really feel it.
What about boxing gloves? You think it would have been helped out a lot more that he's in boxing gloves?
It would have helped him like kind of maintain like not moving his hand around to hurt it. But,
because it's heavily wrapped up to make it stiff.
But it's not gonna, you still don't want to use it for anything, I'll say.
Yeah. That's what I throw out there. So we get the final fight. Rocky goes the distance. He loses. And he actually leaves the ring before they actually mention who won. Because he doesn't care.
Yeah, it's another one of those he didn't give a shit.
Yeah, so as he's leaving, part of chokes me up is like the very end, he's reaching out, shaking people's hands, and he shook this one person's hand, and it zoomed up on his hand, all slow.
Mm.
And that was just an awesome ending to the movie, but you know, of course, they had more behind it, which is fine. But I know Stallone said he actually wanted to end it on that shot. He debated for a while if he should end it just on that shot. But you get the, your agent redid it at the very end when he's at her grave.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the chair away, he walks away, you see him kind of disappear. And some people debated. They say that, you know, he has moved on. Me personally, I like to think that that was a way of saying that he passed away afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he disappears as he's walking. They could just show him walk away, but it show him kind of disappear.
I always took it as like he's finally over, like he's ready to move on with his life and shit. Like, but he proved to himself, you know what, I can, you know, like, just because Adrian's not around, I don't have to give up on everything. This fight kind of like showed me I have a lot more to fight for in my life and shit. Yeah,
that's what I took it as. I took it as like he got a lot out of the fight where he realized he could move forward and still live, but the whole disappearing as he's walking away kind of mentions that, you know, that's what happened next. It's like, eventually he dies. That's what always happened with anyone. I feel like that was just the last chapter in his life. It was a better ending.
I mean, Rocky's going to eventually die, period.
Yeah.
Because he's an old-ass man. But
that's what I took it as. I took it as them just, like, throwing that, you know, that's his last note and possibly he's gone now. And definitely had the ending of a montage of everyone running up the stairs. Like, different people running up the stairs and doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it finally ended, like, with him for, like, the very first movie. Running up the stairs. I took it as, it was Stallone's way of saying goodbye to the character. And he showed that his story's told. It's actually told the way it's supposed to be, I guess.
You getting all choked up thinking about it?
God damn it. I love that movie. I love Rocky Balboa. It's one of those manly movies that fucking just grab you by the balls and just make you fucking want to just punch everything.
I also hear for the final thing that they kind of just set up a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just people, like, people naturally see the steps and the statue and just run up there.
Really?
And do the Rocky shit on their own.
How do you know that?
That's what they say.
Wow. So they just left it there? Just, like, videotape people doing it?
No, I think they had, like, a dude with a camera, and they just saw, like, hey, Rocky statue. Like, they said in the commentary that people, like, whenever they go to, what is it, Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Whenever they see the steps and the statue, they just run up the, like, no matter who's around, they're gonna go do the Rocky, run up the steps move.
I remember at one point, for the movie, they had to move the statue back up to the top. But I hear at one point they moved it down to the bottom for, like, the overweight people.
Yeah, didn't a friend of ours say that he went and they had moved it down because people were complaining that they couldn't run up the stairs?
Yeah, which I think is fucking terrible. It shows the kind of country we live in where we're like, oh, why don't you just bring the statue to us?
Yeah.
That's fucking terrible. Oh, that is terrible. All right, let's end this show with one question for you. Out of all the Rocky films, which one is your personal favorite?
Fuck. Like, I almost want to jump to 4, because as a kid, that's the one I saw the most.
Yeah, me too.
But I guess for, like, as a man and not a kid, I would say the original Rocky is my favorite.
The original Rocky?
Because, like, I can get behind the, like, oh, man, this dude ain't got nothing. He knows he's not going to be able to do it. He just wants to, like, show everybody, hey, I can do this shit.
Well, for me, of course, I love 4. That's what we grew up around in the 80s.
Yeah.
But I have to go with Rocky Balboa. I love the first one, but I guess the idea, even though I'm fucking not old yet, I guess you say I'm barely turning 30. The idea that someone, I guess, way past their prime wants to recapture what they once had or just test themselves, I guess that speaks to me a little more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't see myself as that old as Rocky. And, like, Balboa is pretty much Rocky 1.
Yeah.
You know, with the, like, I'm just trying to prove it to myself. Yeah. I guess it's all, like, more personal, which one you like better.
That's all the time after today's show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Please check us out on Tumblr. Check us out on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Let us know how we're doing. If you're interested or not. If you're put out or not.
Jesus. Don't listen to him, people.
We bid you a good day.